Dean, you must be a very pleased manager tonight.
Yeah, head coach, but
you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. Yeah, no, it was a very good performance from start to finish. We had a couple of hairy moments where we didn't defend a long ball down the middle a couple of times. You know, and they had two big chances from that, but we'd had a couple of big chances before that as well. But we kept persevering, kept playing the way we wanted to. We kept setting traps for them because they're a good team. You know, I thought we allowed Huddleston a little bit too much time and space in the first half, and I told Tammy to stop him getting the ball second half, which he did, and it allowed their centre-half to come out, but we gave him few options, and it just allowed us to win the ball back, and I felt at times in the second half it was relentless pressure, and we had to work balls into wide areas because we felt that's where we could hurt them in behind the full-backs, and Yannick's produced a great ball for Guinea to get on the end of it, and I thought the scoreline probably was what we deserved today.
It's been a long time since we've seen a complete 90 minutes from Aston Villa. In fact, if anything, you got better as the game wore on today. If you compare this to QPR, what progress or pleases you most about it?
I think the good chances we created against QPR. And you've got to take it into context that, you know, Derby played differently to QPR. QPR got bodies behind the ball and made it difficult with a real low block. Here we had to get the ball wide and get the ball behind their fullbacks and get crosses in behind them, which we managed to do. But it's a performance that, you know, merited the result we got today in the scoreline. And, you know, I think we can take an awful lot of belief from the QPR game, which we have done. And, you know, I've just said to the players, today is down to what they've been doing in training, because they've been working really hard in training every day, and that's not just the ones who are starting, it's the subs and the rest of the squad as well, and they've upped the tempo in training to make themselves better.
And this is it, they set a mark now. That's the kind of thing everybody wants to see more often.
Yeah, I asked them yesterday, you know, today's an opportunity to go and draw a line in the sand about what we can be. You know, they've certainly done that, you know, but their standards are up there now, and that's where we want them to stay. But not all games will be like this, because teams play different. You know, I came to see Birmingham against Derby last week, and Birmingham will play certainly different to what Derby did, and you have to come up with different ways to beat different teams.
And this is the ideal performance to go into that. I know there's a long way to go, 2 weeks to wait for the Derby game, but it's an ideal performance to take into that one.
Yeah, it certainly is. It gives everybody a boost. I mean, the supporters were fantastic. You could hear them all through the game. And, you know, I said that I want to go have a team that's hungry, shows desire to go and create opportunities, and we've done that. And we certainly got the supporters' bums off the seats watching us today.
And just finally from me, in terms of the performance, is that what you want to see, or is that still work in progress for you?
No, it's still a work in progress. As I say, we haven't had loads of time. I think I've been here just under a month now, and we haven't had loads of time on the coaching pitch. But these players are very good players. We've got 12 away on international duty, and it probably could be more. Mele's retired, and there's others that could be on international duty. So it just shows the quality of the squad. And what I have noticed is they will push myself, JT and Richard into becoming better coaches, because their demands, they learn what we're giving them very quickly, and we have to move on quickly ourselves to become better coaches.